AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says 850,000 jobs were added last month.
We're getting prepared to celebrate Independence Day. Today's job news brought us something else to celebrate.
President Biden says wages went up, too. He says the script is being flipped.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick notes an increase in jobs in the leisure and hospitality industry.
That category, which includes bars and restaurants, live sports and entertainment, as well as hotels or accommodations, still has a deficit of 2.2 million jobs compared to pre-pandemic level.
President Biden also says he's concerned over the 4th of July weekend about people who are unvaccinated, possibly spreading the coronavirus to others who are unvaccinated.
I am not concerned there's going to be a major outbreak. In other words, that we're going to have another epidemic nationwide. But I am concerned lives will be lost.
The head of the World Health Organization says he's worried about spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, which has been identified in nearly 100 countries. President Biden is putting his stamp of approval on a long-debated change to the military justice system that would remove decisions on processing sexual assault cases from military commanders. The local mayor says two more people have been found dead from the site of a collapsed condo building near Miami. 20 people have died. The Supreme Court declined to take up the case of a florist in Washington State who refused to provide services for a same-sex wedding. The Boy Scouts of America have reached an $850 million agreement with attorneys representing more than 60,000 victims of child sex abuse in what could prove to be a pivotal moment in the organization's bankruptcy case. The settlement could mark one of the largest sums in U.S. history involving cases of sexual abuse. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. For many Americans, it's getaway day.
Almost 48 million of us are going somewhere for the holiday. The AAA expects travel will be up 40% compared to last July 4th as we continue to climb out of the pandemic lockdown. They say there will likely be more of us on the road or in the air this Independence Day holiday than ever, except for 2019, which holds the July 4th record. Most of us will be on the road despite higher gas prices, but they expect air travel to reach 90% of the pre-pandemic level. I'm Rita Foley.
Speaking of travel, the Transportation Department will propose airlines be required to refund fees on checked baggage if the bags aren't delivered to passengers quickly enough. It would also require prompt refunds for fees on extras such as internet access if the airline fails to provide the service during the flight. This could take effect by next summer. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.